Hello, everybody. This is Alfonso from Studio Comics, creator of Night Spike, and featured on the movie Heroes Manufactured. And right now, you are listening to We Got the Geek.
All right, Sarah and Jay, coming to you from our good friend Alfonso's store, Studio Comics. First anniversary.
Yes.
It's good to be back. And we're here with a wonderful actress by the name of Marianthe Evans.
Yes.
Great to meet you.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you as well. Thank you.
We've noticed some of your work. Mm-hmm. First of all, Max Payne.
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was a lot of fun. It was my first time being on a big budget production, so that was exciting.
Yeah.
Getting to meet and work with Mark Wahlberg was amazing. He's really lovely and just wonderful.
A lot of people say that. He's very nice and down to earth.
He really is. And it's so funny because, like, before I met him, I always thought of him as Marky Mark at Funky Bunch. And I was like, I can't.
I still do.
Exactly, right? But when I met him, he's just so lovely.
Oh, wonderful.
Such a wonderful human being. If I could ever work with him again, I'd be so happy. It was fun. It was a very memorable moment that I'll cherish forever. And it got me to do something that, you know, acting is a struggling field, if you will. It's not very stable. But, you know, I was even able to have my first red carpet experience from from Max Payne. So that was lovely. And so many people don't even get that chance. So it was definitely a wonderful moment in my life, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Now, when did you decide that acting was the profession you wanted to do?
You know, it's funny. I always knew ever since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
But I didn't really pursue it or know how to do it. My parents were immigrants to this country, so they didn't even know how to do it. And the internet didn't exist where you can easily research stuff. So I put that aside, thought to be a broadcast journalist instead. Went to university for a year. Knew I made a mistake right away.
Okay.
A month into it, I'm like, I'm not a journalist. I love to act. Finished the year anyway.
That's great. Wow.
Took a year off.
Yep.
And then went to the University of Windsor, has a 4-year theater program.
Yes.
So I went there. And so I went back to school in my early 20s.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Graduated at 26 years old and been working professionally ever since. You always know you want to do it, but it's just not knowing how to take it. And I think also just being able to follow your passion and what you really want to.
It sounds like my journey.
Yeah? What was yours?
I waited and waited and waited and had a child, and then I went back. Niagara College has an acting for film and television program.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I went back at the age of 40.
Good for you.
And took it, graduated with honors.
Great.
And so it's slow in getting there, but it's happening. And
But you took that step too. So many people don't even have that courage to take that step. They're thinking of stability or...
Yes.
And also too, I find that with acting, I remember when I went back to university, I was bartending at the time. I still do sometimes. somebody said, well, what's your goal? Like, I'm like, what do you mean? He said, well, let's say you don't make it in a year or two, then what's your backup plan? I said, I don't understand your question.
Yeah.
So there is no backup plan.
There's no backup.
This is my choice. This is my career. This is my passion.
Yep.
If I need to make money, I can work any Joe job to make ends meet.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. So there is no timeline.
Right.
You know, and what is making it? Being rich? No. I think success is doing what you love and being fortunate to keep doing it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thank you. And good for you. Can go going back.
I look at some of the like actors who have made it,
sure,
and they all a lot of them started older.
Well, that's
so I don't have a worry about that.
But that's what's so great about this industry. You can do it at any time in your life.
Yeah,
it's not like an athlete that had to or a professional dancer that probably had to train at a younger age to get their body.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Enough. But you can do it any time.
Yeah,
and it's and they're looking for anybody and everybody.
They really are now, which is phew for me. But now you also did Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yes.
How was that?
I gotta tell you, it was at first I didn't know what to expect. I've never done a video game before.
Right.
And I got to wear the motion caption suit.
Oh, right on.
Which is pretty cool. But at first I was worried because one thing I try to do in my acting is I try to make it real and authentic.
Right.
And I get a lot of my emotions from the words. And also, be even though you're surrounded by cameras, just being on set, you're in your wardrobe, you have your fellow actors across, but you're in the scenario, so it kind of helps me get into that.
Right.
I'm wearing this skin-tight, Velcro-y bodysuit.
Right.
With this really uncomfortable head thing
and
that has
like
cameras and balls all over you. And I walk into this, you know, the set.
Yeah.
And it's literally just an empty, like, big giant warehouse room.
Yeah.
With no props, no furniture, just a bunch of cameras around the wall. And to show, let's say, a doorway, there's tape on the floor. So you know, like, this is a wall, this is a doorway. So I'm thinking to myself, how, and one of the characters I played, this scene required to be very emotional. I'm like, how the heck am I going to get there?
Yeah.
But I don't know where I got it from. It happened. So in that sense, I was worried going in,
right,
but in the end, it worked out. And then most of it was just doing voice work in a sound booth.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And boy, is it vocally exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah. You're doing so much speaking without doing any movement or anything to kind of go with evoking the emotion with the words.
Perfect word, evoking. Thank you. My brain's not working today. So thank God I have you to help me out.
And it's so funny because I guess being in the motion capture, I'm, you know, the phrase "living truthfully under imaginary circumstances" means a lot.
Gotta be more real in that. Yeah. Gonna be so bang on in that one. So, and also too, I'm glad. One of the things is my family's from Greece originally.
Oh, cool.
So this game takes place in ancient Greece. So my big joke is, you know, hey mom, dad, all those years I made fun of your accent came in handy.
Say thank you, and they'll be like, we would like some, you know.
How many?
It's like, no. But so that, I mean, my nephew in Greece is like, will you send me a game? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, so crap, I need to do that.
Now, you've done the video game work, you run Defiance.
Yes.
Just wondering, are there any things that you geek out about in real life?
That I geek out about?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God, I'm feeling sorry now. No, really. Is it embarrassing to say that my favorite TV shows are all cartoons?
No, not at all.
Oh, heck no.
What do I geek out about? I can't think of it, and I'm sure once this interview's done, I'll be like, oh, crap, I geek out about that. Not really, no. Oh, I can't think of anything. I'm sorry.
Oh,
so disappointing.
Right.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I butchered your name.
No, you didn't. Well, what do you geek out about? This.
Comics, movies, lots of TV shows. Cartoons, like you said.
Yeah, South Park, American Dad, Family Guy.
Oh, I love South Park.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah. I used to geek out about South Park. I used to geek out. Not so much anymore, but I still watch it religiously.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, so it's on.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's on. I'm like, I gotta watch it. It's like, why are you talking to me? I'm watching South Park. What's wrong with you? So that's my Do Not Disturb time, for sure.
Yes, definitely.
Anything coming up you can tell us about?
Yes, I am... There's a Canadian independent feature film called Cherry Picker, which has been in production for, oh my God, we're going into a year now.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully that will be wrapped quite soon, and hopefully it will be out and about next year.
Cool.
I don't know how much I can say about it.
Can you tell us who's in it?
You know what? Me. A lot. Zion Forsley is another Canadian actor who plays my other lead. I play a widowed mother of four.
Oh, wow.
And all of my daughters are actually sisters in real life. These lovely girls. I don't think you recognize anybody. Very low budget, very independent, kind of just passion project.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing
this. Those are the best kinds of projects sometimes.
They are. And they're hard work, but, you know, you love it. We do it because we love it.
And the hard work seems easy because it's something you're passionate about.
Exactly. And even though at the end of the day, if you're exhausted, it's almost like a fulfilling exhaustion.
Yeah.
And, I hope my bracelet isn't making, like, I just realized.
No, you're fine. Okay. No, I remember.
It's like, what's that sound?
Oh, yeah. I remember filming with the broadcasting with the film students at Niagara College, and we'd shoot until 3:30 in the morning, and I'd get home, and I'd have 8:30 class, and we'd all be exhausted. It was so worth it.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah. Like, I remember one day, we were shooting, I think we didn't wrap until, I think we started at noon, and we didn't wrap until maybe 4 or 5 in the morning.
Wow.
And we were shooting in Tobermory, and it was beautiful, but
yeah. Cold, I bet.
But it is, yeah, this day was, I think, in September, and so we're all, like, you know, with our blankets and shaking, and then we need you to jump in the lake. I'm like, oh, okay, I remember I had to do this one underwater scene, and the water was so cold that when I got out, I had a headache.
Oh,
like, it almost gave me brain freeze.
Oh, my God.
But it was great. Like, you do, like, oh, you're such a trooper. I'm like, well, thank you, but it's like, we need the shot, and this is my job, and you hired me, so I'm going to do it. I always say actors are hired monkeys.
Yes.
Because it's literally, you want me to jump? Sure, how high? Yes, I can jump that many feet for you, to Mr. Director, sir.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you want me to jump into the ice-cold, frigid water?
Done. No problem.
I'll be over there.
Yeah.
Jumping in. Thanks.
She's absolutely right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last thing directors need is a diva.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but hopefully eventually.
I said only green M&M's.
My joke with my friends when I entered the industry, I was like, hey, if I ever become that, you know, diva-esque person, you know, just do me a favor, punch me in the face. I'm like, actually, no, don't punch me in the face. I need that. Punch me in the stomach.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Well, I want to say thank you for talking to us.
My pleasure.
And it was really cool seeing you here at Alphonse.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.